long version of the third spiritual secret of Naimari Melech, and it is about the crossroads of life. And we all come to junctions every time there's a transit that makes a change. Every time you are on a pathway that is leading to a dead end, your mind, body and soul wakes you up and says, this is wrong. And it is that definition of wrong. Sometimes you can be living in neutral mode. You can be living in wishy-washy mode. You can be living in happy-go-lucky mode. But then you wake up and realize this isn't right. And the urge inside you when you realize that something's not right is anxiousness. That's because your soul on a higher level comes down to you in the mind, body and says something is wrong. And when it says something is wrong, it means you've got to fix it. Sometimes you're given an actual physical pain inside you. You're given a toothache, maybe. You're given a car mechanic problem, or you're given a problem in life that makes you feel something is wrong. Sometimes it's in your business. You feel you're connected to the wrong people in the business world. You can't trust them, or in your personal relationships. You feel something is wrong. It's always the identity of crossroads is awakening. It's a painful awakening, but it is defined by something is wrong. That's the definition of the scales of life. There's one side of the negative scale. So how do we compensate it? How do we then balance our lives out? First spiritual secret, or first section of this third secret is we go to somebody. We've all got a go-to person. You go to your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife. You go to an advisor. You go to the dentist. You go to the car mechanic. You go to somebody because they've helped you out before. And that's why connecting yourself, mind, body and spirit, soul is who do you go to? Sometimes, if your parents are not alive anymore, you might go and light a candle at their gravesite and pray to them. Ask them, well, when you're around, you help me out. Now, please, the spirit of you, help me out. Again, that's a spiritual thing, as we often do. Jewish people, Orthodox people, Christian people also do. We go to the spirit, soul of those who helped us, because their energy, it reminds us in our mind, that energy helped me. And therefore, I go to that energy. Others call it God energy, the divine energy. You go to God, you go to church, you go to synagogue, you go to pray, and you go to in your mind the energy of, oh my God. And it is, we use that expression, OMG, oh my God, your God that is always there for you. And he's only there for you. God energy, divine essence is only ever there for you when you're in the shit. I have to say it truly, sometimes we don't remember God when things are going good. We only remember, oh my God, when we're in the shit, when we've got a problem, when there's a negative situation and when something is wrong, in order to get God influence into our lives to put it right, to make it right. But it always comes through anger, frustration and knowing that something is wrong. Or that you know that you're missing something and you're panicking. Again, that panic energy is your soul has come to visit you. Your soul, you're not in standby mode anymore. You're panicking and, oh my God, help me, save me, sort this problem out for me. Because we haven't been living with awareness. We haven't been living with awakeness. We had free will choice. And during the free will choice, we realized we did things that were just a big catastrophe and a big mistake. So now we come to what we call the mind, body and soul, finding the solution. Now, for each and every person on the planet, it's already happened, we've already been in difficult situations, but there's always an energy inside us that reminds us at crossroads, who helped us out? What energy helped you out? How did you solve your problem before? It doesn't matter what the problem is, a bit different now, different to this, but it's the same energy that you need in your life to solve the problem. And that energy is mind, body and soul. When you're wishy-washy, you're just thinking and your body is there, but your soul isn't present. So mind, body and soul means I need to get that energy back inside me, that higher level of awareness, that I call it the anxiety energy, the panic energy, the determination energy to get the problem solved. At crossroads of our lives, and we've all been there, crossroads of lives, unfortunately, are always defined by extreme pain. And I use the word extreme pain in your soul, in your emotions. It hurts you so much that you knew you had to make a change. It could be extreme pain in your marriage. That's why you got divorced 5, 10, 20 years ago. It was extreme pain, emotional pain that made you feel, I can't take it anymore. Extreme pain is actually a sign that your soul is talking to you. Because where does that emotional pain come from? It's your soul telling you, I want to look after you, but you're in a painful situation. I've got to get you out of it. I've got to rescue out of it. I've got to do what we call Hatsula. Now, the word Hatsula in Hebrew comes from the word tsel, which is a shadow. You are just a shadow of, you are a reflection. Your manifestation of life is just a shadow of your higher self. Your higher self is the pure essence of your soul, of your life's journey. You are earthly manifestation. You're just a shadow of that light. That's the light. This is the darkness down here in the planet Earth. You're just a shadow of it. But when the shadow isn't in sync with the light that you are, then something is wrong and something has to... Hatsula means you have to get saved, and you get saved by the true essence of who you really are. And that's why we call it reset. Reset. Do you remember when things were going good, you were being a good version of yourself? When things were going bad, you were not being yourself. So going good is a true version. Going bad, things are wrong, means you have to get reset. And the reset is the crossroads of life, the go-to energy. Where do you go to? That solves your problems.